Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Greg Rust, V8 Supercar Supremo commentator. What do you think about that? Russell Coit on a $10 note.
100%. That's got my vote. I reckon that'd be a lot of fun. He's an icon. He's a legend.
You know, we've had a couple of people this morning say that Brocky should be on the $10 note. I reckon there'd be a lot of people who'd give that some thumbs up as well.
Most definitely. And then as you and I catch up this morning, it's been just a few days since I was at Bathurst for the 10 years. Can you believe it?
No.
For 10 years since the great man went to the racetrack in the sky. So they had a special memorial at Bathurst last Thursday. His brother Phil spoke. They recounted some great stories of Peter and his childhood and the great things he'd achieved as a racing driver. He was, you know, Peter perfect in so many ways. He was a human being. He wasn't without his faults, but behind the wheel, he was just unbelievable, mate. The king of the mountain, undisputed. And we'll go back to Bathurst in about a month's time now, and 10 years of the Peter Brock Trophy will be celebrating, and there'll be lots of drivers wanting to put their name on that very famous trophy.
You know, Rusty, I remember I was actually on the air the day that the news came through when Peter was killed in that accident, and you just think that doesn't happen to people like that.
I reckon, Todd, if you did a straw poll of many of the listeners to your program this morning, most would remember where they were, and that's because it was a very difficult period for Australia. Don't forget that Steve Irwin had died just days beforehand, and then Peter Brock went, and they're both very big figures in Australia. And I think there's an old saying that no sportsman or sportswoman or competitor is bigger than the code, but maybe in Peter's case he was, mate. He was a gargantuan figure. On and off the track, he left a huge hole in the sport. Lots of people miss him greatly. But Craig Lowndes on the day at the memorial at Bathurst last week, he was testing in Queensland and couldn't be there. But he sent a video message to the fans, and he basically said, look, let's cherish those memories, but let's race on. That's what Peter would have wanted.
Absolutely, the consummate professional when it came to driving. Sandown 500, and if you aren't in 888 Racing, you'd be a little bit annoyed. First, second and third in the championship at the moment. That is just such a great result, considering the amount of wins and different places we've had for the 2016 season so far.
So as I talk to you this morning, I'm at the Sandown racetrack, and we're gearing up one of the first of the three big enduros for the year. This is a huge part of the season, Todd. We love it immensely, and they're big deals because two of those races, so Sandown here and Bathurst, are one-shot deals. Each are worth 300 points. So if you have a bad race on Sunday, there's 300 points out of your championship gone. And it could be the same story at Bathurst. So you've got to make it work. Co-drivers come into the mix. There's lots of extra importance placed on the teams. It's another dimension, if you like. Triple Eight, as you say, are 1, 2 and 3 in the drivers' championship points-wise at the moment. But if you look at relatively recent history at this event, the Fords were fast here last year. And Frosty, who's fourth in the championship points at the moment, he needs a good weekend here. He's got a good co-driver in Dean Canto. They've had some good testing recently. I wouldn't rule those guys out at all.
And it's the retro round as well, so we're going to see some real flashbacks to some of the livery of years gone by.
And that's easy for me, mate, because my wardrobe, I've just kept everything and it's gone full circle. So
you knew it had happened, didn't you?
You knew. It's coming back, mate. It's coming back. So, look, everyone's embraced this. It's year one, and I think it'll be even bigger and better in 2017. So we've got some great old paint schemes and liveries that sort of cherish the heritage of some great old race cars and eras of the sport. Some of the real characters in our game are going to get right into it with mullets and fake moustaches and the like, and there'll be a bit of fun in the broadcast domain as well. So yeah, it's really cool. There's great heritage at this racetrack, almost 50 years of it, Todd, and there'll be some legends here on the weekend, some famous old race cars as well. And I think that's really important that we, at what is an historically significant racetrack, that we embrace a bit of that.
And before I let you go this morning, Newcastle and the Hunter, very happy Aaron Russell back behind the wheel of a V8 supercar.
Yeah, so obviously he was with Erebus Motorsport in the early part of the season, right up until Townsville. There was, some difficult circumstances that he had to go through there, and he's scored a ride alongside Andre Heimgartner at Lucas Dumbrell Motorsport, which is fantastic for him. He's a very good hard worker, as you know. And I think it was a bit of a blow to him at the time, but he's pumped, absolutely pumped, to be back behind the wheel, and we'll look forward to seeing him.
Fantastic. Mate, have a great weekend. Always great to talk to you. We'll let you get back to the bodysuit and the moustache, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks' time.
Flares, mate.
Oh,
I'm into it.
I'd say there's a mental picture. I've just got to, I can't get clean.
You can't erase that one. See you, mate.
It's in there. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate that. It's going to linger with me for the rest of the day. Greg Russ from V8 Supercars. And yeah, it certainly is great news to have local boy Aaron Russell back behind the wheel of a V8 Supercar.
2NURFM 103.7.